Welcome to season 2 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm Amy, and this season I'll share all the tips, tricks, and hacks you need to get healthy with an MTHFR mutation in a step-by-step, week-by-week process. I can't wait. Okay, so I am so excited. I'm here today with Renee Harris, the founder and inspiration behind Made On Skincare, which was started in 2009. Seems like a total departure from my show, but you know what? I am chemically sensitive. Like half of my people are chemically sensitive. Skincare is a really big deal for us. You know, like we just don't do well with the over-the-counter stuff. So Renee, welcome.
Thank you. And I have to say, I get an education anytime I have somebody with skin conditions come to me. So I am learning a lot. Yeah, I definitely am learning a lot on how much is happening on the inside that turns out into the skin issue that it is.
I know. It's amazing. Well, our skin is so much a reflection of our internal health. You know what I mean? Like, and they, you know, like the old timey doctor version is your skin is your gut, right? It's the direct reflection of your gut. But honestly, I think it's the direct reflection of so many things. It's not just your gut. So tell me a little bit. I'm sure you've got a journey because this is a passion project, right? Like you don't start something like this unless you've got an investment. So can you tell me a little bit about what this has
been? And for me, I have to say that compared to you and a lot of your listeners, mine's going to sound kind of minor because I know you have a lot more you're dealing with. So for me, though, I have always had the super dry, cracked skin in my fingers and my heels. And it's just been something I've had, you know, my entire life. And my mom has the same skin issues. And so we would kind of compare notes back and forth. Have you tried this? Have you tried that? You know, you put socks on your hands or the overnight gloves or, you know, all the different balms. And mostly at the end of the day, I would just have Band-Aids on my fingers all the time. Oh. And that's a pain when you have to hand wash a lot and then replace them. And trying to cut lemons just was so painful. So all of those issues, I just figured that's, you know, everybody has their thing. That's my thing I have to deal with the rest of my life. And then my mom had, she called me up and said, hey, I had a friend give me this thing called a lotion bar. Have you heard of it? And do you want to try making it? And she said that because I was also very much into doing just a lot of, you know, whole food cooking for the family and even dabbling a little bit in making soap. And so she just figured she could ask me to make it and I'd figure it out. Well, that thankfully it was easy, thankfully. And so I had Googled just what this thing was. It basically, the way she described it is it's a bar and you just rub it over your fingers, let it absorb into your hands. It looks like soap, but it's not soap and you would not wash with water when you're using it. So you just rub it into your skin. And one of the reasons why it was so effective is because it doesn't have water in it. And the minute you have to put water into a product, you have to also put those preservatives, the additives, and then companies are going to add some fragrances to make you like it and want to buy it. So that's why trying to shop for skincare products is such a difficult thing. And I didn't even have, you know, I wasn't even thinking about all those extra, I didn't know about all those extra things until we started to make this consistently. So anyway, I wanted to just to find something super simple. She just swore by it. So I thought I need to go investigate this and try it. So I was looking in some of the different soap forums that I was part of, and finally I found what she was talking about. And then there was just a whole page of recipes with all kinds of ingredients. Like, I just want to keep it simple. Just simplicity. I'm already busy. I don't want to invest in something that may not work again. But I did find something that was just three ingredients, and it was beeswax, shea butter, and coconut oil. And just those three ingredients is what you need to make the bar. And so I found those at my local health food store and I was able to shop, take it home, make it. And by the evening, I had my product ready to go.
And here it is.
And the same exact three ingredients, same ratios. We do kind of adjust it for the summer when it gets a little bit, you know, it'll feel better in the summer if it's a little bit with a little more beeswax in it to harden it a bit. But that was all it was. And I could not believe how good it felt on my skin after I applied it.
Yeah.
You're using it right now.
As we speak.
So then my son, so I just started using it on my own skin, and it does take a little bit of getting used to using it because it's not as convenient as a pump lotion or, something you could just squirt on your hands, apply and go. This is like, you do have to rub it in a little bit, and then you'll notice that over time you don't have to reapply as often as you do with other products. So then a little bit later, probably a month or two later, my son would get the seasonal eczema the same time every year. And so I had him just use it on his own skin, and it worked so well on eczema. And that blew me away, because I figured for sure that's something, and I didn't really want to have to go to the dermatologist if it wasn't. I knew it was seasonal. I didn't want to just put a bunch of chemicals on his body that I didn't know what was in it. And so, since 2009, learning so much of the side effects of steroids, you really do have to be careful about that when you go to a dermatologist. So anyway, knowing that the three ingredients that are also edible, by the way, are fine for your skin and they fix it. So that was a starting point. I didn't think anything of it until a few months later, as far as like becoming an entrepreneur and selling something like this. That didn't ever cross my mind, but we had a little farmer's market get started in our little town in Northern California. And I thought, well, this would be a good experience for my sons to come and sell something with me at the farmer's market. So anyway, long story short, we loved that so much that we did that consistently for a season. And then we decided, people are getting helped by this. Let's launch it and sell it online. So that's what we did. And that was back then, and became a full-time family business like within about a year after that. And we've been doing the same thing ever since.
That's amazing. And I love that you're doing this with your family. Like it's, nothing to do with the product, which is wonderful, but it's so nice to hear of businesses that still happen that way, right? I feel like we're losing that in our culture.
And it's kind of what's unique about that too, is that our children have become entrepreneurs from that. Like my two little farmers market boys have grown up and now they own their own businesses. They live on their own and, unique stuff, not selling lotion. They didn't want to carry this one on, but they're doing their own thing. But it's neat to see them develop that and go out there. And yeah, so it's been a nice, and in many ways, it's been great for the family.
Well, and I want to circle back to something that you said about all of the ingredients being edible. There is a tremendous lack of knowledge around this. So we actually absorb more from our skin than we do from our digestive tract. So if you apply something topically, you will absorb it better through your skin than through your digestion, which is a little bit terrifying when you think of the things that you typically apply topically. Mm-hmm. And it takes longer for that to get to your liver for any detoxification, because with your stomach, there's like a first pass effect where all of the blood flow that sort of feeds your stomach and takes the nutrients from your stomach goes through the liver first, right? Assuming that there's going to be toxins, there's going to be toxic exposure. And so it goes straight to the liver and then to your body. Whereas something you put on your skin is disseminated throughout your body before it ever gets to the liver. So, I mean, things that we put on our skin have far more potential to be toxic than things that we ingest, right? We have protective mechanisms for ingestion. We just don't have them.
Interesting.
So scary, mm-hmm. right? Because think of like the cleaning products and the air fresheners and room sprays and bug spray.
In fact, that's one of the things that we, so through this journey, I had, different newborns at different times, but one of my children was a newborn and had just the typical baby rash. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking at the Desitin ingredients that I was putting on his skin. And I realized that the active ingredient that would take care of the rash is zinc oxide, which is another edible. Zinc is great. And so I thought, well, can't I just take that thing that is going to fix the rash, mix it in with some of the ingredients that we have for our products and make a rash cream out of it? And so we did. We did that. We just took beeswax, coconut oil, and zinc oxide, just those three alone. And I would even love to sell it as a SPF, because that's another, it's so good for as a sunscreen, but that's highly regulated. So I use it for myself, just use our rash cream as an SPF when I need it. But as far as another ingredient that's so simple, three ingredients, and that would take care of rash just as well, if not better than desiccated and you don't have the fishy smell in it.
Thank you so much for listening today. The complete interview with Renee lasted about 30 minutes, and you can see that if you look at the video embedded in the show notes. So just take a look. It's, of course, at tohealthwiththat.com. If you're looking for Renee's fantastic products from Made On Skincare, you can look at hardlotion.com.